We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights of this morning's news.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
For WPGU News, I'm Laszlo Richard Toth. It's Monday, October 16th, 2023.
Illinois has provided $2.5 million for the Economic Empowerment Centers Program, or EEC, to help historically marginalized communities in pursuing business opportunities in a more inclusive environment. The EEC grant program was created to address the need for support by targeted populations in the business community, including racial minorities, women, individuals with a disability, dislocated workers, veterans, and youth entrepreneurs. The grant was provided by Governor J.B. Pritzker in collaboration with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Through the new grant program, EEC strive to create an inclusive business environment for communities that have traditionally faced systemic barriers and discrimination in business. The program will provide training, business advice, and technical assistance, including resources tailored towards startups, existing businesses, and dislocated workers. Qualified entities can apply for grants between $250,000 to $500,000 by November 28 on the Department of Commerce website. Residents of Champaign and Urbana gathered Saturday at Cunningham Township's Healing Harvest event. The event hosted live performers, a free food giveaway, free produce, as well as free tablets. The event was hosted to gather and celebrate with the local community in solidarity to promote food security through community gardening. A common sentiment among the locals in the crowd was supporting each other as neighbors and friends. Township Supervisor Danielle Chinoweth spoke about the purpose of the event.
And this event is really about celebrating our harvest. We, with the Park District and Sola Grania Farms and other partners, run a collaborative called the Solidarity Gardens Collaborative. We have 16 gardens across Champaign-Urbana who are affiliates.
The Cunningham Township also provides public aid services such as scholarships, rent assistance, as well as communications assistance. For more information, visit the township at 205 West Green Street. The Illinois Marching Band Championships were held at Memorial Stadium this weekend. Around 9,000 students from 37 high schools showcased their halftime performances. The bands received constructive feedback from 7 nationally reputable judges. Individuals and ensembles were judged on musical and visual performance. This event marks its 52nd annual championships. Next year's championship will be held on October 12th. The Champaign Park District held Flannel Fest over the weekend at Westside Park. The annual fall event ran from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. The park was jammed with attractions orchestrated for family fun, including live music, inflatables, food trucks, pumpkin smashing, and hay rides. The event also featured other forms of live entertainment, such as the Hot Pepper Eating Contest, the Mustache Contest, and the famed Lumberjack Show. Jim Smith attended the event with his grandson, Wyatt.
It's a great event. This is our third time to come to Flannel Fest. And we've enjoyed it every year. In fact, we put it on our calendar. We look forward to it. I wish the weather was a little better.
The event helped the city of Champaign welcome in the fall season. Illinois football secured a victory this weekend against Maryland with a final score of 27-24. In the final seconds of the game, Caleb Griffin kicked a 43-yard field goal, handing the Fighting Illini their first Big Ten victory of the season. The Illinois offense played well, with 7 different receivers contributing to their success. Casey Washington made a significant impact with 60 yards and 4 receptions, and Isaiah Williams scored his first touchdown of the season. Collectively, the team gained 131 yards against the Terrapins. The defense also shone, with Dylan Rosiak forcing his 3rd fumble of the season and Seth Coleman recording an impressive 3 sacks during the game. Catch the team at their homecoming game against Wisconsin at Memorial Stadium this weekend. Contributing reporting for this newscast was provided by Leili Nazarova, Joaquim O'Malley Macias, Stephanie Oriana, Ethan Oscroba, and Adeline Moy. Our deputy news directors are Alyssa Eaton and Caitlin Devitt, and our news director is Madison Holcomb. For WPGO News, I'm Laszlo Richard Toth.